What is dana? Dana is generosity. Yes, generosity. Yeah. So whenever people talk about dana, for Buddhists, they always talk about offering food to monks. No? That is not the only dana. No? That is one of the dana expression that you can do. Understand? No? Dana is generosity. As long as you are generous, if you can donate, that is also dana parami. Understand? No? Then the gift of truth is also dana parami. Then when you radiate metta, loving kindness, that is also dana parami. Understand? It doesn't mean must be materialistic. So all this understanding is very important. Then there is what the Buddha said, sila. What is sila? Morality. Then last one, bhavana is actually the meditative training. And here bhavana, they subdivide it into two parts, samadhi and panya. So these two is actually what bhavana is. So you heard of sila, samadhi, and panya, isn't it? Without morality, you cannot develop samadhi. Why? You know why or not? If you don't keep your sila, you cannot develop the real samadhi. Because most people don't believe this, though, because they go into one-pointedness, concentration, jhana, and all those things. He said, I don't have to keep my sila, but I can train my mind and develop samadhi. Why you say cannot? What the Buddha meant is, here, if you don't keep your moral value means what? You break your five precepts. Correct or not? If you break your five precepts, means you violate what? The nature's law of karma. Understand? Well, whoever break the five precepts, you go and check, they constitute major evil. Even the first precept, panatipata viramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami, means what? I undertake the training rule to abstain from killing and causing harm to fellow living being. Who will kill? Who will cause harm? Deluded people, selfish people, and violent, aggressive people. True or not? The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion are there. That's why when you have this evil root in your mind state, these are major evil. It will make you evil. Bring about karmic negativity. That's how your karmic, what they call, inheritance fall. And when all of your karmic become like that, you are born of your karma, heir to your karma, condition supported by your karma, you are what you are because of karma. Do you think you can have peace? If you kill and harm, police also come after you. People take revenge against you. And you lie, deceive, steal, commit sexual misconduct, go and intoxicate yourself, take drug, take intoxicant. Do you think your life will be normal, peaceful, and you can settle down to meditate, to develop the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind? The fear, worry, anxiety will haunt you, understand not? That's why without sila, samadhi cannot kick in. You cannot be in a state of relaxed in a way where you will have fear, worry, anxiety, and karmic is like that. Whatever you do, you reap what you sow, it will hit back at you. That's why I have gone through with Kayamita. In our Heart Sutta later we'll go through. There are three aspects of karma that you have to be careful. First is the retribution karma. That one you are born with here one. Your DNA, your who are your parents, under what environment, you cannot change one. So if you don't take care of karma, don't blame anybody. Why this life, your DNA like that, and how come you are born into such a family? You remember that story? I used to share this. Microsoft, who is the owner? Bill Gates. Last time, he mentioned it, while in the uni or what, high school, he liked a girl, no? But because he's so square, that girl don't like him, no? Then later on, he became Bill Gates and so famous, no? Then the story went by, I don't know true or not, Somebody mentioned, that girlfriend, married to another guy, they have another kid, no? Then he relayed the story, actually, last time Bill Gates was after me, you know? Then the son say, what, no? My mother stupid. Otherwise, I Bill Gates' son. No? He think he can become Bill Gates' son. Can, you don't have the Dhanaparami. Bill Gates' son got Dhanaparami. Not Dhanaparami. The retribution inheritance. Understand? No? If you don't have, you cannot be. Even you can say, if, not a reality already. Okay? So that is retribution. The other one is activity. Like when you come out to work or when you become an ordinary living being, who are your neighbor, who are your sibling, who are your parents, who are your boss, colleague, and all those that you come into contact with. That one is activity coming, retribution. You cannot blame, why my boss like that? Why my wife like that? Well, in the past, you did that to them. Not to her in particular, but you reap what you sow. Now you become the victim. Maybe now your wife nag you, do all this. Then you say, how can my wife be like that? But in the past, when you nag your wife, you didn't know. Understand? Then now you become the wife. Understand? Somebody else nag you. That is activity karma. Then your boss will say, he harass you, he put fear in you, management by fear and harassment, force you to deliver. You say, how can I have this type of boss? In the past, when you boss, you also like that, very bossy. You go around it. That's why when you have the Dhamma, you will not do something out to others that you don't want others to do out to you. Understand? I think the Christian got that type of saying. So, if you understand the law of karma, you will not do all these things. Well, it has its repercussion, karmic repercussion. Then the last one is affliction karma. Affliction means severe suffering that you do to people. Got condition, manifest already. So if you don't have sila, you don't have condition to really meditate and progress. So samadhi cannot kick in. Without samadhi, there is no sati. So here, samadhi is actually the two power factor of sati plus samadhi. That is the samadhi power factor. So with sati and samadhi, what happens is your mind becomes very calm, very peaceful, very tranquil. It can have the direct seeing. It can see things as they are and awaken. Means what? You develop panya, understand not? Wisdom. That's why with sila, samadhi kick in, then you can see things as they are, and insight into phenomena and awaken. This is why sila, samadhi, and panya come in. And this is Noble Eightfold Path. And these two are under bhavana. Then dana, why he advised you to have dana? Because without dana, you don't have dana parami, you won't be able to receive the favorable condition for you to have the good life, which is conducive for you to learn the Dhamma. Understand? Like this life, my nature come with this form and mind, you call Brother Teo, is self-sufficient. I don't need anything. I don't lack anything. Understand? That's why when young, I can contemplate, reflect, and inquire about life, then I can do what I want to do in life. Then now, after I grew up, what my father did for me, I appreciate. Then when my next generation children, like Sui and my son, I want to provide them with better condition. I say, what my father gave me is already very good. But if I have the condition to make their life better, I say, go ahead and do what you want to do. Because they don't have to be like me during the 60s and the 70s. Go through all those things. What I want to explain is, I am from the first generation. My parents came from China. And first generation kids, I think most of you know, you have to earn your own what they call financial success and freedom. Means it will take you at least 10 to 15 years to build up your financial stability, which is just to own a house, understand? And have a decent car, then to have favorable life, not to say very good life. That itself, we have to sacrifice. No? So I say, if I can, they don't have to struggle that 15 years. I gave them a head start. That's why I explained to the Singaporean that visited me. Well, there is condition. I say, you no need to strive so hard. What I want you to understand is, understand life. Go to school, observe. Observe your teacher, your classmate, everything. Then come out to work, observe. Develop all the exposure and understanding. Because if you don't have that type of high craving or what, the house is already there, understand? Car also, they can manage themselves. So I say, you want to do whatever you do. I even tell them, you go academic better, go and do research, stay in the university, no need to work. Good life. Then you have sabbatical leave, full pay and study. I say, this is what you can do. But they choose IT, that's why they become what they are. And because of that, I think Sui lucky, she retired earlier than me, 40. And she has the understanding to do what she liked before 40, that's what she told us. I said, go ahead. So life is like that. When you have the dhanaparami, you can afford, you can have the condition, then a lot of things can be done, understand not? Otherwise, you realize a lot of people, they're still struggling. Especially after retirement. Very fast, their CPF or EPF use up. Some within 3 years. Then they depend on their children or they have a lot of financial problem. And it's not easy. As you grow old, aging, medical fee, everything go up. And not easy. Okay? So now you understand what is dana, sila, and bhavana. Bhavana is samadhi and panya. Okay? Clear?